We need to settle the fact that we're healed. Turn to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, please. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 27. Now, this is a people that had been in Egypt. And they knew who they were, but they had lost sight of how to live because they had to eat anything they get their hands on in order to live. So there had to be Levitical laws set up and just make it a law. Don't eat certain things. Don't do that. And we'll get over into that in a moment. So here in the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 9, Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day you're become the people of the Lord your God. Today. In other words, it's going to be show and tell. Now, there's a lot of people involved in this. There's a couple of million people out there. Now, they can make a lot of noise. They can become very impressive to one another. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you are come over Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, that's Jesus' tribe. Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, that's the Apostle Paul's tribe. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. So they split six and six on two mountains. And then the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven molten image. So, cursed be he that is fallen and all that. This is what was going on. Now I want to show you pictures here. Look at this. There's the mountains. There's the Blessing Mountain. That's Shechem in Shechem Valley right there. And there's Mount Ebal. Look at the difference between the two mountains. Mount Ebal is mostly alkali. The whole face of the thing won't grow anything. So about a million people over here on this mountain and about a million over here in this mountain, and the Levites are shouting back and forth across there to demonstrate the difference between the curse and the blessing. So now by understanding that and seeing this picture that was demonstrated to them, there's certain things that you do that'll bring the devil's curse on you. And, of course, the King James uses the word God will curse you. But let me show you something now. So you come across here to the 28th. And it continues to divide the blessing and the curse. It shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you listen. So can you see that? It's not God specifically blessing any one person. It was available for every person. But he said, if you just do what you're supposed to do, it'll just come on you. So now let's go to the 14th verse. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, but it shall come to pass if you'll not hearken hearken. Hearken, okay? Unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments and statutes which I command you this day, all the curses will come on you and overtake you. That is not hard to understand. But then it begins to go into individual things. Now look at the 22nd verse. You'll be smitten with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, extreme burning, the sword, the blasting, mildew, and pursue you until you perish. So, now let's go over, hold your place there. Let's go over to Galatians chapter 3. And then we get the answer. And I learned from Brother Hagin, and I've learned now over 50-year period of time that it's true. If you ask most Christian, just walk up to them and say, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Oh, yes. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? Yes, amen. What are you redeemed from? Sin, I guess. Well, yes, indirectly. But now here it is in the third chapter of the book of Galatians, which is a faith book. In the 8th verse, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, so the word preached, right? The word's preaching to us right now. Before and so forth and so on. So then, they which are of faith are blessed with Abraham. So we go to the blessing. That's us. Now look at the 13th verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, or what the Spirit promised, through faith. So, John was about 4, Kelly was about 6. And I called him in. And in that little house, we had a great, large, green ottoman. I called it a footstool. I kicked it one night and broke my toe. It is that big. Oh, it hurt. It really did hurt. But then I was healed the next day. I mean, it popped like a pistol. And all swelled up. I just kept, you know, confessing my healing. And when I woke up the next morning and the devil said, your toe is broken. Look at it, it's black and blue. So I wouldn't look at it. And I said, devil, some of my very best friends, their toes are black all the time. So don't be talking to me about my toes being black and blue. That's just what came out. So anyway, you don't sit there and shake your head at me. I don't blame you. Amen. But I wouldn't look at it. I put my socks on with my eyes shut. And said, and when it happened, I didn't say, oh, I broke my toe. You would if it's not in you. I said, oh, Jesus, glory be to God, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I'm healed. So I put my socks on without looking at my feet. I'm not going to be moved by what I see or what I feel. Amen. Anyway, I'll just tell you the truth. So I called the family in, gathered around that big stool. I said, we're going to take our flu shot this morning. John's eyes got about that big. And I said, come on here. I said, John, get over here. And we're going to get on our knees. And Kelly and Gloria, here we go. So I said, it says here in the curse that there's fever and consumption, all of that. is that all of those are symptoms of the flu. But we've been redeemed from the curse, so we don't have the flu. Here's the flu under the curse, but we've been redeemed from the flu. Here's the flu under the curse. We've been redeemed from the flu. Here's the flu under the curse. We've been redeemed. And I started having them to repeat it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Back. You ought to do the same thing and never have it again. I mean, don't ever have it again. Thank you, Jesus. And so we did that. And they didn't have it anymore until, you know, then after they got upgrown. They never were, Kelly or John never were sick. Now, whatever, you know, we'd have the things that had to happen, you know, the smallpox thing and we'd go to school. But as long as they were under our roof, they were never sick. Man, Kelly came home from high school one day. She said, "Daddy, I've had the symptoms of the flu all day long." Well, now this came out of my spirit, but we've used it since. I said, "Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you." She said, "I'll be right back." She went into her room, and she just stayed in there till it was time for supper, and she came out, no symptoms. But it started right there. Now, since we're over there in Deuteronomy, let's go. Now, this goes on 27, 28, 29, and 30. So let's get the bottom line in 30, 19. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you." Now, here was the deal, see, right here. "Now, I've set it before you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life." You choose life, "that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice and may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them." That was the bottom line of the whole thing. He got them out there where they could see it. And he showed them, "I've put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose." You know what I get from that? He'd already chosen. He chose them. He picked them. You know why God picked him? Picked this? We know why they are called the chosen people. The scripture said he chose Abraham because he would teach his children. That was his requirement. He would teach his children. Glory to God. So we need to teach our children. And it's never too late. They were, "Lord, well, Brother Copeland, you don't know my children." Well, Jesus does. Just start loving them anyway. "Well, yes, sir, I will." I was on a meeting one time, and I had John on my heart, and I was praying for him, and he said, and in my spirit, he said, "John thinks that you think that he's a bad boy." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you magnify his sin." Well, I got home, and And John worked for the ministry back then. He's a ditch digger and whatever it is. And I said, John, when's the last time I bought you a tank of gas? Well, he said, it's been a while. I said, come on, let's get in your truck. So we got in there. I was driving down the highway headed toward the service station. I said, John, the Lord spoke to me while I was gone and said that you think that I think you're a bad boy. He teared up. He said, well, Daddy, I've done enough to make you think I'm a bad boy. I said, let me tell you something, boy. I need to apologize to you. I have been magnifying your sin, and I'll never do it again. Amen. I said, from this day forward, we are brothers in the Lord. Not just dad and son. We're really, really good friends. And then I had a beautiful Bowie-sized knife. And Sam Hawkins is a good friend, and he makes these things. And I said, Sam, put John's initial in the silver cap. JC right there. On the cap. Put it in a nice case. So I did what the Lord told me to do. I called him in. I said, I need you to meet me in your mother's office. Okay. So he did. And I said, John, this is a token of the covenant between the two of us. I said, when you were young, you couldn't take care of yourself. And so your mother and your dad had to take care of you. And now, this stage of our lives together, we are brothers in Christ Jesus. Amen. I said, you're a man. I'll never magnify your sin again. I said, if the Lord tells me to mention something to you about something, I will, but I'll never magnify your sin. Never. Not one more time. And I said, now there's coming a day when the third stage of this relationship comes to pass. And boy, you gonna take care of me. And he grinned real big. He took that knife out and looked at that thing. He said, I'll get back to you. So he waited a few days, and he wanted me to meet him outside, down close to the hangar. So I did. He said, Daddy, I want to clean the slate. And he started confessing to me. Well, some of it I already knew about, but it was over. And he and I are very best of friends. Amen. Amen. So consider that. And it works between mother and daughter too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So now we have the bottom line of this. Let's continue. Let's go now to Proverbs. And we'll go to chapter 3. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now we could stop right there and spend a lot of time. Do it. You know the old thing, you tell your son, you're about to spank him, this hurts me more than it does you. He don't believe that. But that's the case. Keep my commandments with your heart, for length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age until death, these shall they add to you. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight or judgment of God and man. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. I'm telling you, there's life in that. I mean, just, you know, keep His commandments because they work. My dad said to me one time, he said, Kenneth, if I found out there was no God and there wasn't any Jesus, I'd live this way anyway because it works. But he said, then because it works, I know there is a God and there's a Jesus and heaven is real. It works. The commandments work.
My personal battle has been with diabetes for about 10 years. And as an ex-medical professional, that sort of thing can be very frightening because you know too much about something. So sometimes medical professionals are the hardest ones to get healed because we scare ourselves with what we know. And so I just said, Lord, I'm just going to come and enter your rest. I don't have to do another thing. You have taken care of everything for me. Healing is a fact. I have received it. I'm taking it. And I'm coming here and I'm just going to rest and let you do what you do. I was on antibiotics because of the toe, and the toe was blue and angry. And I went to the doctor on Thursday morning and came here Thursday evening. So this morning when Brother Copeland was saying that healing was my property.
Now, there's somebody here this morning that you needed to hear that, and you're healed right now if you'll accept it. Praise God, because it belongs to you. It is your property. Jesus bore yours.
Somehow that just struck me really hard and differently. And I literally had to kind of bend over and cough a few times, almost like I was getting delivered to something. I felt like something released and let go. And I reached up to feel the lymph nodes because the power was all over me and they were gone.
I've had diabetes for about 10 years. And it makes me mad because I know that healing is, as you said, my property. And when you said that, something hit me.
Praise God. Andrew.
And I just felt it all over.
For some reason, I didn't think to look at my toe until I was just now sitting over there. And I thought, well, it's a little, you know, you're like, oh, I hope it looks better, you know. And so I pulled my sock off and it's down to the normal size. All the blue is gone. About half of the redness is already gone. I'm real excited about that. Jesus is Lord. Healing is real.
If you live your life by faith, you never have to change your lifestyle because of the times. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's the way we must be. Whose report will we believe? We believe the book. We prosper with anybody else does or not. Because we know the laws of prosperity.
Join us for the New Year's Eve service with Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church on Sunday, December 31st at 7 p.m. Central. To learn more, go to kcm.org today.
God wants you well. Go to Healing School with Gloria Copeland and find out how you can build your faith to get healed and stay well. With over 40 years of teaching on God's healing promises, Gloria Copeland takes you on a journey to discover what the Bible says about living a healthy life. It's God's will for you to be healed, whole, and blessed. As you listen to this powerful audio series, stand on the healing scriptures and see yourself healed and strong. God wants you to live an abundant life of health that blesses you and those around you. You can live in God's best. Immerse yourself in the Word and reinforce your faith to receive your healing and live in divine health. Jesus is your healer. He has already paid the price for your complete healing and restoration. All you need to do is believe and trust Him and release your faith. Settle in your heart that God's Word is true and healing belongs to you. Request your free copy of Healing School, an enlightening study in God's Word taught by Gloria Copeland, designed to help you take hold of your promises for healing and divine health. Available on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. His work of redemption has freed you from every effect of the curse in your life. Now, God has given you the covenant promises of His Word so you can live in the freedom of the blessing every day. For example, with Galatians 6, 6 through 8, you enforce Jesus' victory over poverty in your life by following the instructions of His promise. It says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Don't be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows is what he will reap. He who sows into the flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows into the Spirit will reap everlasting life. God has made heaven's financial blessing available to you. When you share your finances with the ministry that teaches you the word, you become God's partner in helping to reach the lost with the good news that Jesus is their Savior. God remembers every financial investment you make into His kingdom. He is faithful to make sure you receive the abundant harvest that will swallow up every need in your life. Today is offering day, and we would like to give you the opportunity to receive the blessing on your finances. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are thankful to you for sowing into this ministry. Every offering is treated with great respect, and we take the time to pray over your seed. We agree that you receive a hundredfold return that God has promised you in His Word. Together with you, we're teaching the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Let me pray over your offering today. Jesus, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, and all power is given unto you. You are the high priest over every good deed done and every good seed sown. In your name and by the word of your promise, I bless every sower today with the blessings of Abraham, calling their harvest to come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.